Blog Talk Radio.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
I think I could sing that song to the Statue of Liberty tonight. Yeah, bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Welcome to the USA. We're about to lose our ass. It is terrible, man. It is absolutely terrible. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You know, you've heard about the military cuts that were introduced by a Secretary of No Defense, Hagan. Is his first name Chuck? I'm not sure. I think it is Chuck Hagan. There's a little-known tactic that's used by the Communist Party. The Communist Party is a Democrat Party. In case you didn't know it, that's what it is. The Democrat Party is now hiding out with the rhinos in the Republican Party. But the Democrat Party has no God, has no country, burns the flag, it votes to kill kids. And the stats in New York about kids is horrendous. It's horrendous. The population in New York City is 25% black. 46% of abortions are black children. That is horrendous. You're going to call me a racist? How can you call me a racist? I'm trying to save black lives. Do you know Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 American babies a day? 1,200 are white, 1,100 are black, and 700 are Latino niños. Are you going to call me a racist? I'm trying to save 1,800 lives a day? Yeah, that card's not going to work. How about if I call you a communist? Will that card work? You bet it will. So the next time somebody calls you an anti-Semite or a racist, you call them a communist. And watch their hair stand on end. Do you know that the Catholic Church, in issuing encyclicals on exorcisms, do you know that they have a special exorcism for Democrats? They have to use holy water, and you have to hold the Democrat under for 5 minutes. Yeah, Democrat is communist. Liberal is communist. Progressive is communist. Get with it, man. The communists control everything. They control all the universities, including the Catholic ones. We are living in a communist world. If tomorrow they raise the hammer and sickle, probably 46% of the country would rally to that banner. We're in trouble. 8 years ago, Americans hung on by a vote of 51 to 49. Now, Americans are hanging by a communist vote of 51 to 49. So let us go back to the Secretary of Defense. It is a communist tactic. When a communist president gets elected, like President Pinocchio Pants, who made a bundle, he's a Grey Poupon communist. Yeah, he plays, look, I'm one of you, and he puts more money in his pockets. He, his big inside joke was, they always appoint a Republican schmuck to be Secretary of Defense. Look, we're bipartisan. We got this schmuck over here. And you know who Bill Clinton's schmuck was? Secretary of Defense Cohen, a Republican. The biggest fool that was ever spawned in a bathroom. Do you know that when he was leaving office, he threw a $495,000 cocktail party? And now they're talking about budget cuts to the military, but not to the budget cuts to the cocktail parties. Do you know that he went to NATO? And he is the Secretary of Defense for the United States. And as Secretary of Defense of the United States, in a speech to NATO, what he did. He read a book of his poems. That's the Secretary of Defense. I think under his watch they wanted to change the berets. They wanted, the Army wanted to have the same color berets as the Rangers, because they wanted to look like Rangers. And they put out a bid for 500,000 berets. And you know that Buy American? You know that they're trying to pass a law that you can't buy a Chinese made in China American flag? How's that? They can't even stick to Old Glory, made in the USA. How sad we've become. What a pathetic nation. But anyway, they wanted 500,000 berets so they could look like Rangers. So they put it out for bid. And, you know, like they'll say, small business is the backbone of America. Well, they could only get one American bidder. It was a woman. It was a woman-owned company. But she couldn't do the whole 500,000 at once, and they wanted it at once. And she offered to do it in three increments, and they said, no, we can't do that. Besides, England can do it cheaper. So they accepted a bid from an English company, and the English company farmed out the order to a Chinese company. So this poor woman, who was trying to get her company up and running, lost the bid. And I use the argument, let's say that the Chinese did it for $1 a hat, and she was doing it for $3 a hat. The $3 would have gone to her, and it would have been spent in her business and in her community. Instead, we sent the money to Britain, who took a cut, and then China got the balance of the payment. And I often commented that they probably made the hats all in one size, small, so they could take them off of dead GIs when the invasion came and put them on their troops. It's really sad, right? So where do you think this Secretary of Defense was when the cold got hit? He was in Hollywood decorating Jack Valenti. You know who Jack Valenti is? He was appointed by the Kennedys. He was a friend of the Kennedys. He was going to be the movie guidance counselor, and he would recommend the rating system. Well, Jack got compromised real quick, and that's why we have the crap rating system that we have today. In the meantime, Secretary of Defense Cohen just went around making an ass of himself. And the Democrats would laugh and say, what do you expect? He's a Republican. We try to do the right thing here. So now who do we have? We have another schmuck, a Republican, Secretary of Defense Hagel. And I heard his speech to the American military. And he was talking to guys who get paid $18,000 a year to enlist in the U.S. military, and he was telling them that we got to tighten our belts. Now, you know that he's not tightening his belt. You can rest assured on that. And so now he comes out with his budget, and one of the first organizations that they're going to cut is the 82nd Airborne. Yeah, but all the little fat asses that are joined to get a pension and as reservists that can't make it up to the top of the hill, especially the females, they are going to stay on and protect the country. What a joke. What a joke. And you know that this president and his party have no respect for the U.S. military at all. That's why he made the Marines hold umbrellas. That was like Idi Amin having British deputies carry him around on a throne. You remember that? You ever see that photo, Idi Amin? He was celebrating his anniversary, and he made these British diplomats carry him around on a throne. It's like another inside joke. Like you can rest assured behind the French doors in the White House, when those Marines were holding the umbrellas up, there was a lot of jokes and laughing going on. Look at them. Look what he did to them. We're in trouble, folks. We're in big trouble. And I don't know what we're going to do to get out of it, because this country isn't ready for anything. We are more vulnerable today than pre-911, when the Clintons in 93 invited Osama bin Laden to blow up the World Trade Center, and then when he did, they did nothing about it and gave him a chance to improve his accuracy and come at us with another game plan. Yep, that's right. Those towers are the Clinton towers. And in my book, I got a letter from a fire captain who blames Hillary Clinton, and you ought to hear what he says. Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed or not, but I caught it. CNN, the first casualty of the World Trade Center was the fire chaplain, Father Michael Judge, and they were carrying him out, and he was one of the first casualties before the buildings came down. I think a body fell on him. Somebody jumped off the 80th story, and I think that's what happened to him. But CNN filmed his funeral, and I remember it to this day. Firemen came from the dig site to go to the funeral, and they were in their work clothes, and a lot of them were in uniform. But I remember one particular fireman who had suspenders on, and he was right out of the dig site. And what happened was the Franciscan monks had lined up outside the church. They had the body of Father Michael Judge. They had the pipers there, and the firemen were all lined up. And who gets out of a limo but Hillary Clinton, with the CNN camera crew, and they film Hillary paying her respects. She bumped the line, and she's going And they're filming as she walks up to each fireman and shakes his hand. And one guy with suspenders turned his back on her. Turned his back on her. And that's what they thought about Hillary Clinton. But, of course, I said, you're going to see this when she runs for president. You'll see that they'll run this footage. But they never did. They never did. But they may do it this time. So if you ever see it, you'll know the real story. So there we are. We are weaker now than before 9-1-1. And our two greatest weaknesses are intelligence, which we don't have too much of, and the ability to negotiate, which we have none of. You think John Kerry is a great negotiator? This, the guy who had himself filmed burning a Vietnamese hooch? Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Okay, I'm going to give you a tune. When we come back, we're going to talk about the military cuts. So hang in there. Just bear with me while I find my studio, he said. Come on, guys. You can't do this to Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. Here we go. Let's see if we can find something decent. This thing starts with A, and I got a lot of tunes. Bush went to Iraq. That's 45 minutes. You're not getting that one. Here's one to remind you. You'll like this one. It's a good one to open up with, being that we're cutting the military.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was just trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Now, lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing, because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you
freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
So, when were we? I told you about the number of blacks being aborted. More blacks are being aborted than being born in New York City. And here's an article called Ethnic Cleansing in New York City. Almost 50% of 2012 abortions were black. This is bad news, man. This is bad news. Oh, let's see where I found that article. Iran is taking America to the cleaners. You know that, right? Iraq is taking America to the cleaners. Afghanistan is taking America to the cleaners. It is really, really sad. Really. Want a gun? Call this guy. He'll get you a gun. Yeah. The Star Spangled Fish auto emblem is back. Escape to the Borgata. Ted Cruz is under attack. Did I tell you who my candidate is? My candidate for president is General McChrystal. He's a Democrat. He voted for Obama, but I'll take him. I'll take him because I know he knows how to fight a battle. And we got a big battle coming up. World War III is coming our way, and we're all invited. You don't see anybody talking about the 2,000 nukes that Japan is building, right? Nope. It was that one-minute news. You read the line at the bottom, and before you can figure out what it really means, it's gone forever. Let's see what this guy says. Hagel, new Pentagon budget, seeks a small pre-911 military force. Yeah. And we'll go from small to none after the first strike. And here's, I did a show last night, and the topic of my show last night was, we can no longer be a rebounding country from a first strike. We no longer have the luxury of taking the first hit like we did at Pearl Harbor. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel outlined the five-year Pentagon budget. I call it the Pentagon. They couldn't even defend themselves on 9-1-1. As a matter of fact, what they should do so that they can protect the Pentagon is they should paint a sign that says this building protected by ADT. Don't even sign up for the service. Just use the sign, you know, like gun-free zone. Yeah. Nuke-free zone. Wait till we put that sign up. Okay, so it would shrink Army forces to fewer than before the attacks of September 11th, while retiring older weapons, including the U-2 spy plane and an A-10 attack aircraft. That A-10 attack aircraft was a nice aircraft. Our recommendations favor a smaller and more capable force. That's a joke. You couldn't even get to Benghazi to rescue four guys. And you tell me with less men, you're going to do more? You couldn't even get to Benghazi. And Leon Panetta said, we can't go in at guns a-blazing, not knowing the layout, but you could send 50 Americans there in a undefended beach house. That's what it was, an undefended beach house, and they even used Al-Qaeda to be guards there inside the compound. Hagel's plan, blah, 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 let me see. Our recommendations favor a smaller and more capable force, putting a premium on rapidly deployable. Rapidly deployable, you know, there was 21 ships in the Persian Gulf area, and we still couldn't get to the guys in Benghazi. Putting a premium on rapidly deployable, self-sustaining platforms that can defeat more technologically advanced adversaries. Let me tell you something. No war has ever been won without ground troops. And ground troops will be all that is needed between now and the year 5000. Hegel said in prepared remarks as he we had a drone over Benghazi, and they tell us it was unarmed. I don't believe that. I think it was armed, and they were too cowardly to use it. Hegel's plan to be sent to Congress next month is part, Hegel said in prepared remarks as he proposed a budget for fiscal year 2015 of $496 billion, in line with congressionally approved limits. Why don't you close the EPA? Why don't you get rid of the people that are putting us out of business? Why don't you close the IRS? We'll all mail a check in. Yeah, but we're not going to send you what you've been stealing. We're going to send you less. You're going to have to do with less. Hegel's plan to be sent to Congress next month as part of Comrade Barack Obama's Obama bin Lenin proposed budget for the fiscal year that begins in October will be reshaped by lawmakers. Reshaped by lawmakers. How about we reshape the lawmakers? Huh? How about you make one term of office per termite? That's it. No pensions. You just serve, like being drafted into the military, which has to come back. And you know who wants to bring it back? General McChrystal. And I would like to have General McChrystal as my president. Even though he's a Democrat and he voted for Obama, I forgive him. Yeah. It's going to be Congress's job to step in and move those numbers up, said Republican Rep. Michael Turner of Ohio. In Ohio, the National Guard is training to kill Americans. A member of the House, yeah, you know those insurgents, those Tea Party members? That woman over there has got a rosary, you know, you could be strangled with a rosary. Shoot her. Yeah. The world is not getting to be a safer place. This is not the time for us to begin to retreat. Oh, the president told you he's putting an end to war. Yeah, war on the enemy, but not war on us. This is not the time to begin to retreat, not the time to cut our military. Texas Rep. Michael McCaul, Republican chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, said the cuts would hurt military readiness. The nation is only in this position because the Obama administration and Congress will not seriously take on cuts to entitlements. I would have got rid of all pork, especially with the Agricultural Department, because they got money to give out to do ads for get more food stamps. So they could use a little less pork, I think. I wonder how many food stamps are used to buy drugs. You see, they got the head of the Sinaloa cartel. What's his name? Chapo? El Chapo? El Chapo. They say 100 tons of cocaine a year were coming into the USA. Every time you light up a joint, you kill a Mexican. They never showed you the rooms that El Chapo has that are full of torsos. El Chapo. El Chopper, it should be. Yeah. It is really sad. We're wide open on the Mexican border, man. And if civil war breaks out in Mexico, you'll have 30 million more Mexicans across the border in 24 hours. Let me see you stop those. We were overwhelmed. We couldn't hold them back. How many? 30 million. It's all being sacrificed on the altar of entitlements. This president cannot take on mandatory spending. So all we've done in Congress and this president is basically cut discretionary spending. Retired General Jack Keane, I saw him on Fox News this morning. The proposed budget cuts by the Pentagon would cut into the bone and the capabilities of the Army. He's going to have his own army. He told you that. He's going to have his own army. He's going to have the army of the unemployed. Yeah, and they're all going to be given guns for food, pretty much like what Saddam did. You know, Keane said this move reflected a poor understanding of the last century of U.S. military history. You're talking about a guy who has no negotiating skills. He has no idea what's going on in the Middle East. He has definitely no idea what's going on in the Far East. Otherwise, he'd be real upset tonight that Japan is asking for their plutonium back because they want to build 2,000 nukes to, in preparation of the upcoming war with China. Yeah. Oh, that could never happen. No, you know what? The last thing you're going to say to the firing squad is, I'm an American and I have rights. And Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, a New Hampshire Republican whose husband was an A-10 pilot, has already vowed to fight plans to retire that aircraft. The assumption that is being made in the Pentagon, and it's almost laughable, do you know that there are GIs who did their duty and fought for this country in Afghanistan that are rotting in Fort Leavenworth? One in particular, who was convicted for shooting a Taliban or an Al-Qaeda in defense, and he was convicted. He got 15 years in jail. He's already done five, and he was convicted by a military panel of judges totaling the number seven, and of the seven, not one has combat experience. And these are the ones that are making the budget cut calls. And that guy's rotting in jail. All seven should be on the front line tomorrow. If Patton was alive, those seven guys would be up on the front line tomorrow. The assumption that's being made in the Pentagon, and it's almost laughable if it wasn't so serious, is they don't believe the United States will involve itself in a ground war of any consequence again. The fact of the matter is those assumptions have been made after World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Cold War. And you know what the Cold War is? The Cold War is Americans get killed by Russian weapons, Chinese weapons. And if you go back to Vietnam, the Russian ships were in Hanoi Harbor unloading the weapons to kill Americans. The best heroin was being shipped in from China to junk up the American soldiers, and they were given it free. Okay? That's chemical warfare, and that's what we got today. You got a state that just legalized pot. You think that that state is going to be, you know what that state is going to look like in 5 years? It's going to look like a nightmare. And everybody will have to reach into their tax treasury and pay for the rehab of all the fools that are now living there on welfare. But the Libertarian Cato Institute said on its blog that the cuts sound like the kind of force that Americans want and expect. Yeah, those are the Americans that will never serve this country and will tell you they have rights. But if the draft comes back, they have the right to get on the bus to Canada. And that's why I want General McChrystal, because he believes in bringing back the draft. Given rapidly rising personnel costs and the great political difficulty of reining them in, the only way to achieve actual savings may be a smaller active duty force. We got a country, we're not ready for anything. We don't even have a mindset that can handle the problem. Cato added the reaction from military contractors and Beltway insiders was predictably apoplectic, but one doubts that the American public are terribly worried about a military that might be slightly less likely to get involved in unnecessary and counterproductive nation-building missions in distant lands. You know what? The public only cares about what's in it for them. Like an ancient Roman said about politics, the average person only thinks about the pebble in his shoe, and he doesn't see the big picture. And that's what we are right now. We're pebble in the shoe people. Hagel's plan would reduce the army by 6% to about 490,000 personnel by 2015. From about 522,000 today. You know how many troops are left in Afghanistan right now? 34,000. Obama has already snuck out of the country at least 40,000. So we're down to 34. At around 20,000, the Taliban will be, they will have twice as many personnel. We figure there's 40,000 Taliban in Afghanistan. And I feel sorry for the remaining guys. I really feel sorry for the last guy out, because we've already had the Clinton gift of the Mogadishu Mile, where they pulled the tanks and the armored personnel carriers out and then left Americans to beg for a ride out of a fire zone so they could bring the bodies of their dead and their wounded out. And they had to ask the Pakistanis and the Indonesians if they could borrow their armored personnel carrier. And you know what the answer was? You have to wait. We're having tea. Clinton's Mogadishu Mile. This guy has gotten more Americans killed, and 911 is on him. But the communist media, they asked the big question, what did Bush know and when did he know it? He knew it at the same time that we knew it. 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes ahead. For the 5 years ending in 2019, let me see, Hagel's proposal, 30,000 fewer than the active force in September 2001. Somebody said this is the smallest force prior to World War II. And you know what they did in World War II? They were practicing with wooden guns. And they were practicing with make-believe tanks. And we paid the price for that. And then we had time. We were protected by two oceans. Now we have no time. And Patton said in his lifetime he saw the U.S. come from behind twice. And he doubted if we could do it a third time due to the missiles, which would just be coming online, and the V-2 rockets, and the atomic bomb, and Japan wants 2,000 of them. What does that tell you? Japan is building 2,000 of them. They intend to obliterate China. And China intends to obliterate Japan. The plan calls for requesting a $535 billion, and you better worry about Japan, because they were prepared to die as a nation rather than surrender. The plan calls for requesting $535 billion in 2016, or $35 billion more than the sequestration level, $544 billion for 2017, or $31 billion over the cap, $551 billion in 2018, or $27 billion over the cap. This guy is losing money by the trillions. You think that either party can balance a budget? They have no idea. Why do you think they're selling marijuana cigarettes? They need the 25% cut. They're probably pardon that guy El Chapo if he can teach him how to grow and sell it faster here. Yeah. And when the other states see how much money the Colorado junkies are making, yeah, they'll all be in the game. And wait till you see what comes out of Hawaii, because that's good growing country over there. And every forest will have to be policed, because guys are going to be going into the business on government property. Hagel's preview echoes similar practice by his predecessors, Robert Gates. Robert Gates, I wasn't too thrilled with. He looked like a Mickey Mouse professor appointed by Bush. And Leon Panetta, he's just a dirty dog. He's a lapdog for the cover-up party of death. We can't go in guns a-blazing. You got four guys on a rooftop. You hung up the phone on them. They're begging for help. We can't go in guns a-blazing. This is a Secretary of Defense. John Wayne would be a better Secretary of Defense. At least you'd hear a bugle. Who highlighted parts of their budget before formal release? The deepest cuts since 2001 were announced by Gates in April 2009, with the termination or truncation of numerous programs, including the manned vehicle portion of Boeing's then $159 billion Future Combat System for the Army. Remember, they used to make fun of Ronald Reagan that he couldn't be an adequate defense man because his only strategy was to put the wagons in a circle, and they made fun of him. You know what that's known as in communist tactics? That's assassination by ridicule. And Hillary Clinton, she told you she'd be there at 3 o'clock in the morning to take the phone call. Did she take the phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning for Benghazi? No, she didn't. They also said that none of the information went to the seventh floor where she resides. It only went as high as the sixth floor. Too bad she wasn't in the basement where she belongs. The Defense Department's weapon buying request for 2015 will be about $91 billion. I'm going to tell you something, and you can write it down and use it as a quotation. He who rules space rules the world. He who controls space rules the world. And you better pray to God that our technology keeps us ahead of the curve, because the day we fall behind, we're all dead men walking. If you think that the Middle East has no use for you now and has you on a hit list, wait till they find out that you can't fight back. The Defense Department's weapons buying request for 2015 will be about $91 billion or $15 billion less. Hagel Monday said he accepted the Army's proposal to terminate its ground combat vehicle program. 12 years into this lousy war, that's being a country, 99% of the country have no idea what's going on. 1% of the country defends it and is not appreciated. And you can, the proof of the pudding is they just got a 1% paycheck cut. And you know what? It wouldn't be the first army to throw their weapons down and walk off the battlefield and say you're not worth saving. But they would never do that, because they're the spirit of America. And that's all we got left fighting, 1% of the nation. And that's why McChrystal wants to bring the draft back. Hagel today, Monday, said he accepted the Army's proposal to terminate its ground combat vehicle program. 12 years into this war, there's guys coming home with legs missing, and we still haven't got an IED detonator. Finder and detonator. We still don't have it. Necessity is the mother of invention. At Normandy, with the D-Day invasion, when they got to the hedgerows and seen that their tanks and their ability to fight the Germans was limited by hedgerows, guys went back to the beach and they pulled out those X's that looked like jacks, and they welded them to the front of tanks so that they could push the whole hedgerow out of the way instead of going over it and getting hit. And that was necessity, the mother of invention. 12 years later, we still can't pre-detonate an IED. How sad is that? And the guys with the missing legs are getting crappy treatment in VA hospitals. The Air Force will get to continue developing a new bomber and a refueling tanker aircraft, as well as the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, Hagel said. The service will seek $1 billion to design a new jet engine technology that will produce a sizable cost savings. It's going to run on electricity or solar. It's going to run on solar. Now, you see all of this money for refueling tankers? What do you think about a president that goes on safari and takes an aircraft carrier task force along with him that flies 57 vehicles using about five of those giant Hercules aircrafts to bring his safari team to Africa? You think he's worried about budget cuts for the military? Yes, he is. He wants them to have nothing, and he wants to be sure that he's well taken care of. If automatic budget cuts resume in 2016, the Air Force would have to retire its entire fleet of KC-10 tankers, buy fewer F-35 jets, and sustain 10 fewer Predator and Reaper drone patrols, Hagel said. I was in Germany in 1957, and one night we were all out on the parade field watching the Russian Sputnik circle the Earth. Can I tell you how depressing that was for a once great American nation that was now second in space? And then JFK came along and he boosted the space program. Now today, we got to hitch rides with the Russians. Now, do you think that the Russians are going to let us sit in the front seat? The Air Force will shrink the size of its tactical air squadrons and completely eliminate its A-10 attack airplane fleet to save $3.5 billion over 5 years, Hagel said. This move would let the Air Force concentrate its resources on the F-35 made by Lockheed Martin. Now, so Lockheed Martin's in good shape, right? Now, everybody, every senator and every congressman who just learned that, well, learned about it before it became public information, picked up their stockbroker and they bought Lockheed Martin. But you can't do that because it's against the law to be an inside trader. But Congress and the Senate can. John Kerry has made a fortune on the pharmaceutical companies who were given top priority in closed-door negotiations. And John took advantage of the inside trader rule. And now he's the one who's going to make the decision on the Keystone Pipeline. You think, should we watch and see if he sells the Keystone Pipeline stock? The A-10, known as the Warthog, was built by Fairchild Republic and has been upgraded by Chicago-based Boeing's Falls Church, Virginia-based Northrop Grumman and Bethesda, Maryland-based Lockheed. The Air Force will also retire its fleet of 50-year-old U-2 spy planes in favor of Global Hawk surveillance drones made by Northrop Grumman. I wonder how many Chinese engineers they got at the plant. The decision to depend on drones reverses a previous attempt by the Pentagon to keep the U-2s instead and comes as the Defense Department has been able to reduce the Global Hawk's operating cost, Hagel said. I am concerned that the Navy is relying too heavily on the LCS to achieve its long-term goals for ship numbers. I don't know what the LCS. Oh, literal combat ships. They won't buy any more literal combat ships compared to the 52 originally proposed. Versions of the ship are made by Lockheed and Henderson, Australia-based Austal Ltd. Well, Australia is in the in the covetous eyes of the Chinese government because their people don't have guns and it's not that big a country and they could overrun it quite quickly. And of course we would protest and we would use the democratic buzzwords of I'm shocked and appalled. I am concerned that the Navy is relying too heavily, Chuck Hagel said, on the LCS. The ship is intended to operate in a relatively permissive environment, and the Pentagon must closely examine whether the vessel has the protection and firepower to survive against the more advanced military adversary and emerging new technologies, especially in the Asia-Pacific, Hagel said. Well, right now, the Chinese are practicing sinking aircraft carriers in the Gobi Desert, but there's no water. They don't need water. They just need an outline, and nobody can see what they're doing in the Gobi Desert, from sea anyway. Hagel said he has asked the Navy to design a capable and lethal small surface combatant consistent with the capabilities of a frigate. Yeah, in other words, are we going to have a Navy? Ah, frigate. The Navy must consider new designs as well as modifications. This guy is an expert, right? Secretary of Defense? Current spending plans foresee the Navy keeping 11 aircraft carrier groups, Hagel said. However, it will make that final decision on the future of the George Washington aircraft carrier in the 2016 budget. If Congress doesn't reverse the automatic budget cuts by 2016, the George Washington would be retired before a scheduled overhaul, leaving the Navy with 10 carriers. And the Chinese only got one right now. You see how they take off on the Chinese? The end of the carrier goes up, curves up. Yeah, well, they'll be out with at least 20 of those. That'll be built with Walmart money. Yeah. And you can buy at Walmart with your food stamps. If Congress doesn't, we're all going to be on food stamps. You see, the goal of the communist government is to make everybody work for the communist government. If Congress doesn't reverse the automatic budget cuts, we said that already. While reducing the size of the Army entails some added risk if we execute, extend, or simultaneous ground operations. I heard a guy, a veteran, call tonight to Mark Levin, who's livid over what's happening. And he said that he served in combat four times in his lifetime, and that he cries when he sees what has happened to his army. Army Chief of Staff, one of the military guys I cannot stand. I'll give you one category A from the Navy, Admiral Lemon. This guy actually said that we will never fight the Iranians. Number two is Dumpster Dempsey. This guy, I never see him in a combat zone. He's only in Washington playing basketball. And who was the third one? Oh, it's Judge Pickering. All three covered up a Benghazi for Hillary Clinton. The Pentagon will propose a 1% pay raise. They already cut the pay 1%, so they're going to give it back now? For all military personnel except general and flag officers, whose compensations for 2015 will be frozen at current levels. That's like Mayor Bloomberg not taking a salary. Mayor Bloomberg, the billionaire. I'm not going to take a salary for being mayor. The Defense Department will also seek to cut back growth in tax-free housing allowances. You want to hear a story about tax-free housing allowances? This government built a home port in Staten Island. They spent millions, countless millions, to build a home port in Staten Island for a one ship, the USS Normandy. And it was a beautiful home port. They built it down on the waterfront on Bay Street on Staten Island. And Bay Street was a economically depressed area. And people, small businesses started to open up in anticipation of the Navy coming. So they were opening restaurants, luncheonettes, bars. And then they started to build housing for the anticipated sailors that would be living on Staten Island. And everything looked great. And then they started to have budget cuts. So they decided this home port that they had completely finished should be closed. And they took the USS Normandy and sent it to Virginia. Then they took the home port and they allowed Hollywood to use it as a studio, paying very little rent. And the homes that they built for the GIs became a distressed real estate and was sold to the lowest bidders. And it became like another economic depressed zone. And all the people who had invested in the anticipation of doing business, they all went out of business. And one man is responsible for that. His name is Chuck Schumer from New York, because he was looking out for New York. So what do you think happened? The USS Normandy went to Virginia. A couple of years later, two Saudi Arabian aircraft hijacked from the Americans with American credit cards came barreling down the Hudson River and created the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States, greater than Pearl Harbor. And they brought down two buildings trying to kill 100,000 Americans, but they only got 3,200. Actually, they claim it's 2,800 in New York, and they didn't count the 200 unborn babies who died with their pro-life mothers. But I count them. And I wish that every name of an unborn child was put on that monument also. But, of course, the government that doesn't recognize life in the womb. Yeah, they must have been Benghazi babies. Hagel said the Pentagon will last. So anyway, so we got hit on 9-1-1. Now, the Normandy's home port was Staten Island. Now, the Normandy is like a sister ship to the USS Vincennes. Do you know the story of the USS Vincennes? The USS Vincennes was protecting an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf, and an unidentified aircraft that came into and violated protected airspace and would not respond to radio messages to leave the air corridor. So the USS Vincennes put a missile in that airplane. And as it turned out, it was an Iranian aircraft, and it had women and children on it. And when the Navy sailors saw the bodies in the sea, little babies and suitcases, and they got sick to their stomach. They were heartbroken. But you know what? Well, now when you look at the 911, who's to say that pilot was on a suicide mission? Who's to say he wasn't? He was heading for an aircraft carrier. Well, you don't think that's possible. Well, how about, do you know the co-pilot, Batuti, from Egyptian Air, who outside of JFK crashed the plane that was full of Egyptian military officers on their way back from training in the United States back to Egypt? They said that he was bent on suicide, but I think he was fighting for control of the aircraft from a pilot who was bent on suicide, and he lost. So, just because we don't know of every suicide terrorist attack doesn't mean that there are not any. So, back to the Normandy, which was moved down to Virginia. And here's something else to think about. You can check this out, because I don't know if it's a fact or not. But I read somewhere that two Christmases ago, five aircraft carriers were tied up in Virginia, in Portsmouth, at the same time. That's half the fleet. That is dangerous, if it's true. But it's worth Googling and finding out. So the Normandy was sent down to West Virginia, and two Saudi Arabian hijacked planes full of deeply religious Muslims, because they were going to paradise, and they are saints in their religion, and they hit the towers. Had the Normandy been near a Staten Island when those two planes came down the Hudson River, their radar sweep, I was told at the time, and I don't know if it's an accurate range, but it seems logical to me, 450 miles. So 450 miles out, they could have tracked those two planes. And they had missiles that could take those planes out. In the meantime, the home port is now a movie studio. That's wonderful, isn't it? Hagel faces a tighter budget environment than either Panetta or Gates because his plan was required under the bipartisan. I don't believe the word bipartisan. That is a fudge cookie given to diabetics. Yeah, I don't believe in the word bipartisan. There's no such thing as bipartisan between communists and rhinos. Will cut $43 billion from the year ago a level envisioned for fiscal 2015. The Pentagon has already cut base infrastructure in Europe by 30% since 2000 and plans to pursue more closures on the continent this year. The Defense Department doesn't need congressional approval to shut bases outside the United States. Well, here's something else to think about. You know, Europe is really socialist. All of Europe is really socialist. They have a socialist mindset. And they can be overrun probably in 2 weeks by a strong enemy, just like they were overrun the last time. So don't get your hopes up with NATO. And don't get your hopes up with our European allies, because when it comes down to what we're going to do about anything, just remember the last line in the Farmer in the Dell song, the cheese stands alone. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm surprised George Soros hasn't bought the Ukraine. Surprised he hasn't parlayed the Ukraine into a nice Soviet victory. Okay, we're going to do a tune. We'll check the time. I probably ran the clock out already. Let's see what we got here. Oh, Joe Biden. What a fool he is. I can't believe this man. I can't believe this man. Neil Cavuto had on an Italian billionaire who happens to be a Catholic. And Joe Biden was making fun of him, calling him not that charitable. And Joe Biden did the opening of a Catholic prayer of confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And he made fun of this guy. Joe Biden, there must be a part of his brain that has metastasized into a marshmallow, because this guy, he has no class whatsoever. And he's talking about the chintziness of a billionaire. And Joe Biden has no idea how much money this man spends on charity. But we know, as a matter of public record, that Joe Biden spends $600 a year playing Good Samaritan. How's that, huh? How's that? $600 a year. What a sport. I bet you he's the reason there's felt in the collection box in baskets. Joe Biden's in his parish. You better put the felt in the collection basket, because we don't want the other people here, the nickels, dimes, and quarters. Okay, stand by. We'll give you a tune. Okay. I just went into my book, The Spirit of America Party, because I had suspected Joe Biden not only of being cheap, okay, as he fakes of being a good Catholic. He said, I'm a good Catholic. He said, do you know any Catholics that say I'm a good Catholic? Huh? What, are you kidding me? Jesus said, a good man falls seven times a day. I'm a five. I would never be so insolent as to say I'm a good Catholic. And I bet you I'm better than Joe Biden. Okay, Chapter 3, Flag Burners of Record. 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 40 days before 9/11. SJR 7, Senate Joint Resolution 7. The bill was the Flag Desecration Act, and they wanted to make it, the good guys wanted to make it a federal offense to burn an American flag. And that should be. As a matter of fact, it should be death by firing squad. You don't think Lincoln did it? Okay. Of the 48 senators who voted to burn the flag, we didn't have a majority that we needed to make it a law, so the law failed. And of the 48 senators who voted to burn the flag, 8 were Republicans, rhinos, and 40 were Democamos. Would you like to hear the names of the Democamos and rhinos that did this? Daniel Akaka from Hawaii. Hawaii hates the American flag. Evan Bay from Indiana. They pass him off as Mr. Clean. Robert Bennett from Utah. He's a Republican. Who's the fourth one with a B? Joseph Biden Jr. Democamo from Delaware. Jeff Bingaman from New Mexico. Barbara Boxer from California. Robert Byrd from West Virginia. He was the head Kliegel for the Democrat Party. Maria Cant Duwell from Washington State. Gene Carnahan from Missouri. Thomas Carper from Delaware, and he's still around committing foul deeds. We should have had Christine O'Donnell to take his place. Lincoln Chaffee, I call him Lincoln Chapstick. He's the guy that banned Christmas trees. He's the governor of Rhode Island. He banned Christmas trees in the in his government house. It's his personal government house. Hillary Clinton, the bitch of Benghazi, the queen of the baby killers, Democrat from New York. She's from New York. I'm from Hong Kong. Thad Cochran from Mississippi. He's still in office. He's still committing foul deeds. Ken Conrad from North Dakota. Remember John Corzine? He voted to burn the flag. Biggest crook in New Jersey. Tom Daschle. Could buy him with a tin whistle. South Dakota. He's now one of those consultants. Hangs around. Takes consultant money. Christopher Dodd, the dud. Democrat from Connecticut. Connecticut sends nothing but crap, just like New York. Sends nothing from crap but crap to Washington. Just take a look at, they had an attorney general up there. I can't think of his name right now, but he went and lied to the people of Connecticut. He told them he was a Vietnam War hero, and it turned out he was no Vietnam War hero, and he never did combat in Vietnam. So they rewarded him for his traitorism. They made him a senator. Byron Dorgan from North Dakota. Dick Durbin. This is one of the dirtiest guys in the Senate. Baby killer, flag burner, called American Marines, vigilantes. That's another communist buzzword, by the way, vigilante. That's one of their labels. John Edwards, Mr. Love, the guy who dragged his wife dying of cancer around for votes. Look how much I love her. Yeah, she's dying of cancer. Vote for me. Russell Feingold, from Wisconsin. Him and McCain are buddies. Bob Graham from Florida. He was the head of the Intelligence Committee. Tom Harkin from Iowa. Harkin, the Herald Angels, ain't singing about this guy. Daniel Inouye from Hawaii. Both Hawaii's Inouye and Akaka are war heroes, yet they voted to burn the flag. Do you know how many I think they were in the Nisei battalion that fought in Germany, that fought in Italy. You know how many guys, his buddies, were buried with that American flag, and he votes to burn it? James Jeffords of Vermont. Vermont is a communist state. Edward Kennedy from Massachusetts. Next, the two, Obama and Bin Laden. He hated this country almost as much as Obama. John Kerry, he's now Secretary of State, and he's an embarrassment to the world. Herb Kohl, he retired. He got off from Wisconsin. Mary Landrieu from Louisiana. Sweet little Mary. Yeah. Too bad she didn't stay home and had a little lamb. Patrick Leahy from Vermont. When this guy gets drunk, every bartender knows what's going on in Washington. Carl Levin. I call him Carlos the Jekyll Levin. These are all Democrats. These are all communists. And here's a guy that smoothed everybody over. He got over on everybody. They were all kissing his ass. Joe Liebowitz, I call him. Joe Lieberman, Democrat from Connecticut. He voted to burn the flag, and he votes to kill kids, and he has the audacity to claim orthodoxy in the Jewish religion. What happened to the Fifth Commandment? Mitch McConnell, I call him Match McConnell, and he's the head of the RINOs today. Barbara Mikulski, Democrat from Maryland. Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington. Bill Bayonet, the Babies Nelson, Democrat from Florida. Don Nichols, Republican from Oklahoma. He's gone. Jack Reed, he's still there, Democrat from Rhode Island. John Rockefeller from West Virginia did a lot of damage. I think he's retiring. Paul Sarbanes, Democrat from Maryland. Here he is. Charles Heinrich Schumer, the scourge of the Latino people and Filipino people. Yes, he pretends to love them. Gordon Smith from Oregon, a Republican. Arlen Specter, Republican from Pennsylvania. Debbie Stabum now from Michigan. Fred Thompson, there's one that'll break your heart. Fred Thompson, they pass him off as a conservative. He was running for the president, voted to burn the flag. He struck a blow for Hollywood. And he likes to pick judges. Robert Torricelli, known as the Torch because he burned the flag the most. Robert Torricelli was one of the most crooked of politicians until John Corzine came along. He took a Chinese businessman on a buying spree for the Chinese businessman to buy him gifts and collectibles, and the Chinese businessman turned him in and blew the whistle on him. So Torricelli got to retire with $5 million in a war chest, and the Chinese businessman got 10 years in jail for opening his mouth. John Warner, this guy was in the Navy, and he voted to burn the flag, Republican from Virginia. I think he married Elizabeth Taylor at one time. Paul Wellstone, he died in a plane crash. And Ron Wyden, he's still there doing damage for the Communist Party. He's a Democrat from Oregon. So there's your 48 flag burners. 40 are Democrats. 8 are RINOs. Some are dead. Some are gone. But the evil lives on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a short tune, and we're making an exit, a stage right. The communists make the exit, stage left. This is out, goes out to all the pretty girls in the country. And you don't have to be Kardashians, girls, to turn heads. Go natural. American.